All right, everybody, we are back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody. I am Perry White. Glad to have you guys with us. As we at the top of the hour, we got to get ready to talk about next week, Southern University versus Jackson State. As we know, there are going to be a ton of people on campus, both fans, family, friends, visitors, and all of those things. And when you have that many people on campus, rules come with it. And nobody better than talk about the rules than we get Southern University police to be able to come on and talk to us. And talking to us today, my man Corporal Baldwin with Southern University Police. Good morning, Corporal.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good, man. How about yourself?
Man, I'm fired up and I'm excited. So I'm doing great and I'm feeling blessed.
Let's talk about this now. With all of these people that'll be on campus next week at Southern, we know the tailgates, but there are rules that are in place for people to protect and make sure safety is in place for the fans and supporters, man. Talk to us about some of the rules that's in place that you guys and local law enforcement will be enforcing on next week.
Yes, absolutely. So safety is our number one priority for game day. So I'm just going to go over a few rules with you guys for our safety protocol. So for one, Southern University is a firearm-free zone. So there is no open carrying or concealed carrying weapons that would be allowed on campus. You would not be allowed to have any ATVs or livestock animals such as horses. Golf carts are permitted, but they must be driven by a licensed driver at all times. Propane tanks are not allowed anywhere on campus. And also, there is a clear bag policy that has been implemented for all home games. So you will not be able to gain access into the stadium if you are carrying anything other than a clear bag.
Let's talk about the importance of letting people know with the ATVs and the many other things, because you get a lot of young people who ultimately get into accidents, cause accidents all throughout, you know, wherever the case, not just Southern University's campus, but anywhere. Talk about that and the importance why people need to make sure that they have that safety and follow the rules when it comes to those vehicles, motorized vehicles that are not permitted.
Yes, absolutely. So I know normally we have a lot of young people who enjoy riding ATV. And sometimes with game day going on and other influences that may be involved, sometimes we may be a little reckless or not as attentive as we should be. So we want to make sure and ensure that with that type of vehicle and with the large number of fans that we have coming on campus, we would like to ensure that everyone is safe at all times and that we will be able to utilize the entire campus for fans to walk, gather, and just enjoy themselves at all times without having to worry about ATVs, horses, or vehicles driving in areas where our fans would typically and normally gather.
Now, we know with this type of crowd, you're going to have those who going to be like, well, I didn't know. I had no clue. What are the penalties if this does occur and you do get caught on Southern's campus with any of these prohibited things?
So respectfully, an officer or a staff member from athletics will approach the individual who's operating the vehicle and politely ask them to remove that ATV from the campus premises. So if you have a if you have a designated tailgating spot or whatever, you won't be allowed to park it in that area. That ATV has to be removed off the campus of Southern University. So whatever arrangements they may have to make, they will have to go ahead and make those so we can ensure the safety of our fans that's on campus for that specific game day. So pretty much we just want to make the interaction as smooth as possible so everyone can enjoy the game day for what it is.
Now, we know with such an influx of people, the traffic flow, you guys with local law enforcement, what will the traffic flow being going into the game and as well as after the game for people to have a better understanding on how to get on campus and off of campus?
Yes, so we encourage all fans to arrive early as possible to get the best available parking. We're expecting a large crowd of supporters, so early arrival will make your experience so much more smoother. There are three main entrances to access game day on game day. You have Harding Boulevard, also known as the Hump, that you may access. You have Swan Avenue, and you have B.A. Little and Mills Avenue, which is located near the back gate, or most locals are familiar with the Blue Store. So with those three entrances and exits in mind, you will be able to utilize those areas. Our on-campus students will be able to access campus and exit campus by utilizing Avenue K at Mills Avenue. And only our on-campus resident will be able to utilize that location. So again, we encourage everyone to arrive as smooth as possible to make sure that they get the best parking availability as possible.
Now, after the game, what is it going to be exiting the campus in terms of traffic? What is that flow going to be like to help facilitate this much traffic coming off from Southern's campus?
The same way you enter campus, you will be allowed to use that same entry for your exit. You'll be able to use Harding Boulevard. You'll be able to use Swan Avenue, and you'll be able to utilize Swan Avenue as well. So with those main roads in mind, we will have an officer posted in those areas to help assist with traffic. We'll have officers on scenic highway to also assist. And more importantly, we just want to make sure that all of our travelers and fans get home safely.
Now, I got to ask this because I know with this game, I've been getting phone calls of people who did not attend Southern nor Jackson State, but they're going to be coming down. And what I've noticed is when I go out of town to other places, the laws are different when it comes to open containers, when it comes to alcoholic beverages and those types of things. What is prohibited and not prohibited on Southern's campus on game day as it pertains to alcoholic beverages, and how do you walk around with it and present it?
Yes. So on game day, we still operate as normal. You won't be allowed to have an open container. Anything that you have concealed is your business, but anything that specifically stands out and sticks out as an alcoholic beverage is not permitted on campus. Same in the stadium. Well, we do have certain areas. I know some suites may have, alcohol dispensary, but for the most part, you won't be able to open carry on campus. And also, campus is a drug-free zone, so we cannot bring any sorts of drugs or narcotics on the campus of Southern University.
And for people that just, I'm putting this out there because we're going to run this all week just to make sure for anybody who may see something, and, what is a number that they can dial aside from 911 if it's something they want to report maybe to local law enforcement, to campus police, anything that they want to report if they're seeing something happening beforehand and want to make sure that they get on top of it, man. Well, give us some information that they can be able to contact.
Yes. So you can always contact 911. And what's going to happen is they're going to redirect the call to our dispatch. But if you want a quicker response, definitely contact our police department, Southern University Police Department. And you can contact us at 225-771-2770. In addition to that, if you don't already have it, make sure you download the Jaguar Safe app. It's accessible through Google and the App Store. Anybody can utilize it. Anybody can download it. And through that specific app, there is many resources that you can utilize. For example, if you do see a crime or if you do see something suspicious, you can report it and send it. And you can report it anonymously, or you can provide your information to that. And our dispatchers will immediately get notified of it and will send officers to that area to check out what's going on. And also, too, within the app, there are different resources to basically inform you on what to do when certain circumstances occur. If there's an active shooter situation, what to do. If there's an active armed robbery, what to do, and so on, to just basically give public awareness. Also, too, recently we've revitalized our local pull stations, emergency pull stations on campus. So with a push of a button, it will alert our dispatch of an emergency need. An officer will be sent to that area. And also attached to the emergency pull station is a surveillance camera. So our dispatchers will be able to have a live video read of what's going on in that area. So we have more than one way to scan the cat, if you will. So just make sure you utilize one of those three tactics if there is an emergency response needed. And also, too, there will be an influx of officers all throughout the campus. So if you see an officer, don't be afraid to approach them and inform them of what's going on, because we want to, again, make sure that everyone is safe and go home safely, and also just have a fabulous and fantastic game day experience.
You say more than one way to skin a cat. More than one way to skin a tiger. How about that? Because that's what's going to be happening. But I want to make sure, because, you know, we always hear from Jackson State fans, oh, they're so, when we go to Baton Rouge, it's X, Y, Z. We want to make sure we put the information out there that law enforcement will be out and about, and they will be on their job. So I don't want to hear nothing from them Jackson State people saying, oh, when we go to Baton Rouge, we always got to deal with this and this and that. No, you don't. You just make that up. I got law enforcement, my man Corporate Baldwin, letting you know right now, they will be out in full of force, making sure that the safety of the fans and everybody else is our first priority here at Southern University. So thank you, Corporate Baldwin, man, for coming on and talking with us and making sure that the people get the information that they need so they can feel safe. And then in any event, if anything happens, that we know you guys will be right there ready to respond with local law enforcement to handle the situation.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you for having me.
Man, thank you, man. That's Corporal Baldwin from Southern University Police. He's letting you know what all is going to be taking place on next week. You better come on your best behavior, Jackson State. We don't want none of them problems down here in Baton Rouge, all right? Let's get ready to take a break, everybody. When we come back on the other side, we'll continue more of the Jaguar Journal, all right? All right, everybody, we're back. More of the Jaguar Journal. Good morning. Glad to have you guys with us. Of course, I'm Perry White. Good morning to everybody out there listening on Talk 107.3 FM across the Baton Rouge Capital City area, and everybody watching on our YouTube and Facebook Live across the world. Glad to have you guys with us. Guess what? Next week is Southern University versus Jackson State. Want to thank Corporal Baldwin from the Southern University Police Department to come on and talk to us about the safety aspect and what you can expect in terms of safety with from local law enforcement as well as campus law enforcement. But as we continue to get things going, we want to welcome here on the show this morning Deputy Athletic Director at Southern University, Rodney Kirshner. Good morning, Rodney.
Hey, good morning. Appreciate you having me on.
You know, we already talked about safety and everything else. Now let's talk about procedure and how things are going to go. Last 2 weeks ago, we had Athletic Director Roman Banks talk to us in terms of just the flow of what was accepted and not accepted. This time, give us an update, because we're going to have listeners from Jackson State, from Southern, and people from all across that are going to be coming onto campus for this big game next week, man. Give us information, and let's start with parking. What's acceptable with parking? Are we taking cash? Is it cashless? And where will parking be accepted at around campus?
Yes. So, no, we're excited to have a big game at home, and we are expecting a large crowd. So as always, we ask all our fans to arrive early to try to avoid any type of traffic situations that can cause with large crowds. But we ask all our fans that are new to our campus, general admission parking, we ask them to enter the best way, easiest way for them to get to where they need to go to. The quickest route is through Mills Avenue, which is back by the Blue Store. Is the easiest route for general admission. And then once they go to that first checkpoint, they'll take payment for general admission. And payment is, they have the option to do cash. And then this time we will have, we are set up now that they'll be cashless as well. So they'll be able to scan a QR code and pay right there on the spot with their credit card if they choose to. If they come over the hump, which is our main entrance into campus over the bridge, by the baseball stadium, they'll stay in the left lane, and they'll go down to the guard checkpoint, and they'll get them in right there, same way with cashless and cash opportunities to get them to their parking spots.
Now, I know because construction is happening on campus, Athletic Director Roman Banks said some parking will be limited, so people should be advised to that as well, correct?
Correct. So, yeah, with the ongoing construction, we are limited in spots, and then we're trying to find, we're finding new areas, as long as it's not raining, where we're trying to park our fans.
Let's look at tickets now. Once you get settled, you get parking. What about tickets? What's ticket information for this game coming into next week in terms of online, in person? What's acceptable when you get to the stadium? What's not? How is that going to work for fans so they won't run into any issues?
Yes. So, you know, all our home events, you know, we always have a clear bag policy that's in effect. So we always advise our fans to make sure they know that right off top. Before they even get to the stadium. And then we always ask our fans who have tickets to please download your tickets before you even get on the campus. It just helps with the process of getting in the stadium a little bit faster. So we advise all our fans, please download your tickets before you come. But speaking of getting tickets, if our fans don't want to come on, visit the ticket office inside the FG Clark Activity Center throughout the week, they can go online to our website, www.gojacksports.com. And at the ticket tab at the top, they can click there and it'll give them a link to Ticketmaster. And then they can go and purchase the games right there that they would like to through the Ticketmaster link. If they do want to visit the box office, they're open this week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And that's inside the FG Clark Activity Center. They'll be open on game day starting at 12 o'clock in the FG Clark Activity Center, and then they will close down at 2 o'clock and move over to the stadium for 3 o'clock, and they'll open back up right at 3:30 at Mumford Stadium on the northeast corner, which is right by where the block party is by the field house.
Now, let me ask you this, because we've had people in the past have confusion of where you can get tickets from online. What's acceptable with you guys? Is it Ticketmaster and that's it? Well, where tickets can be purchased online so people won't be scammed or frauded out of tickets?
That's a great question. So Ticketmaster is the official ticket provider for Southern University Athletics. So we advise all our fans. We know that, you know, the StubHub's popular, Geek Seat, some of those other third-party companies. But our official tickets are all Ticketmaster. So we encourage all our fans, please go to either our box office online through the Ticketmaster portal, or please just go to Ticketmaster.com itself, because those are the official tickets that are accepted.
Now, once you get around campus, we're looking at the possibility of having to deal with the stadium itself. And when I say the stadium itself, if I want to go to concession, if I want to do these things, is the stadium cashless or can you still use cash? How does that work? Because you get a lot of people who don't come to the games normally who are going to probably run into some issues. How do we then alleviate that to make sure that they are well-informed on what they can use and not use once they get to A.W. Mumford Stadium?
No, absolutely. That's another great question. So we encourage our fans to arrive to campus early, it's the same as we encourage our fans to arrive into the game early. All our gates will open up 2.5 hours prior to kickoff. So for Jackson State, our gates will open up at 3:30. P.M. The concession stands will be open at that time as well. All concession stands do take both forms of payment. So they take cash and they take card. And then our vendors around inside the stadium at same as well. They'll take cash and card. So if you don't want to bring cash or worry about cash, you know, our vendors do accept all forms of credit card.
And you guys are now partnering with the sale companies to boost sales service on campus for a big game like this, correct?
Yes, yes. So we partnered up with AT&T, and our IT department's done a great job on campus. So we have what's called a cow tower that sits out there right outside Lot B, right across from Southern Lab. So we do have a new cell tower in there. But again, like we tell all our fans, make sure you arrive early. You know, please download your tickets. You know, please have your plan of action, trying to meet up with the tailgate or know where you're going, just in case that cell service does get jammed.
And let me ask you this, in terms of the tailgate RV spots, you know, you get the people who last minute say, hey, you know what, it's the week of, let's get ready to go down to Baton Rouge, let's hang out. Information for people who want to tailgate for spaces, spots, as well as potential RVs coming onto campus, because this game right here, you will get people at the last minute say, well, let's go down and watch Southern and Jackson down in Baton Rouge.
Yeah. So, again, we're expecting a great game on the gridiron. But, you know, we want all our fans to have a safe and enjoyable tailgating pregame experience. So we do have game day RV sales for people who just want to pull up on campus. We ask them to enter through Swan Avenue. And they'll be right there. They'll be guided to where to go. If people would like to buy tailgating spots, we do have tailgating spots available. We just ask them to go visit our ticket office, or call our ticket office at 225-771-3171. And Miss Aretha and them can guide them on how to get purchase the spots and everything they would like. And then the only thing we ask our fans that are coming on the campus, maybe new or returning, that we're just really trying to avoid as much as we can, is that we golf carts are allowed, but we do not allow side-by-sides or ATVs or any type of recreational vehicles, and all vehicles must be driven by a licensed driver. Something we're just trying to make sure that we can keep a safe environment, because you know our crowds can get big and it's kind of hard to move around with golf carts, but we just ask that all golf carts are driven by a licensed driver.
And Jackson State flags are prohibited, correct? I want to make sure that we make sure in Jaguar Land the Jackson State flags are prohibited. Leave those on the other side of the tracks, right?
That's right. That's right. But we welcome everybody, and we're excited to have a great crowd. And like I said, and as you heard earlier, you know, we're trying to make sure campus is as safe as possible.
Let me ask you this in terms of tickets right now. What are we looking like? Is this thing look like this is going to be the typical Southern Jackson game that we get in Baton Rouge with a packed out A.W. Mumford Stadium?
Yes, yes. It looks like it. The way the trajectory last update I got, everything is kind of on the up and up. So it looks like we're headed towards a packed stadium, which is great for us. You know, and then we also, Friday night, we also have the Battle of the Bands. So we're excited to host that Friday night inside the stadium, where you can hear the Sonic Boom and the Human Jukebox go toe-to-toe. So a nice event Friday night. But, yes, it looks like we're heading towards a great environment.
Let me ask you for, even then, parking for that Friday night. Let me know, is there anything specific fans need to know for parking on Friday night?
Yes, so Friday night parking will be, you know, on a first-come, first-served basis. But Lot B, which is the first, the big parking lot, right next to Jaguar Park where the band practices, the commuter lot, that lot is going to be available for parking, because our fans will enter on the east side of the stadium, which is across from the press box. That's where our fans will enter for the Battle of the Bands. Then we'll have, parking, over there, on the mini dome side. Towards the baseball stadium, away from the mini dome RVs, they can park there. And then the third parking lot would be Southern Lab.
Well, Rodney, man, I appreciate you coming on. Let me ask you, how much will parking be charged on Friday night?
No. Parking won't be charged on Friday night. Gotcha. We just ask fans to make sure they, you know, make sure they come. They take care of their areas if they tailgate and all that before the show. And then we just ask to make sure that they move in a timely manner, you know, before parking and everything opens up at 6 a.m. on Saturday.
Rodney, man, I appreciate you, man. I know you guys are going to have a busy week as you guys prepare for the big game with Southern and Jackson State. I tell people all the time, it is a homecoming atmosphere in Baton Rouge anytime these two teams link up in Baton Rouge, and it takes a lot of proper planning to make sure to ensure the safety and that the just overall procedures and protocols are followed when this game happens, because it is an influx. I had some people call me, Rodney, and said they was coming down. I said, okay, well, what time y'all trying to come to the game? You know what time they told me, Rodney? They said they was trying to get to the game at 5 o'clock. I said, no, you can miss me with that. 5 o'clock is over with. You late already. Good luck.
Yes.
So
yeah, you're absolutely right. And like I said, again, we're expecting a large crowd. We're expecting a large drive-up crowd. So again, we ask fans to arrive early. You know, our contra flow does start, especially on big games for us. It can start as early as 3 hours before kickoff, which is 3 o'clock. Sometimes it can start earlier. So, that hump can easily back up. especially with us trying to get Jackson State band, football team, and everybody in. So we advise fans, you know, try to arrive early.
Rodney, man, thank you for coming on, everybody. That's the voice of Rodney Kirshner, Deputy Athletic Director at Southern University. Rodney, appreciate you, and good luck this week as you guys and the team get everything together, man, for this big game next weekend.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
All right, everybody, let's get ready to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue more of the Jaguar Journey. You guys stay tuned. All right, everybody, good morning. It is the Jaguar Journal. We're still rocking and rolling, man. I am Perry White. Glad to have you guys with us. Good morning to everybody listening on Talk 107.3 FM. Good morning to you across the Baton Rouge Capital area and everybody watching across our YouTube and Facebook across the world. We are glad to have you this morning. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media, on X, on Instagram, on Facebook. Hit the subscribe button on our YouTube channel and keep up with the Jaguar Journal on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify. Want to thank Corporate Baldwin from the Southern University Police Department to talk to us about safety and procedures for game day next week when Southern and Jackson State take on each other here in Baton Rouge, and as well as Rodney Kirshner, who is the Deputy Athletic Director at Southern University, talking to us about parking, ticketing, everything that you need to know about the do's and the don'ts, the clear bag policies and everything to make sure that your experience for game day is as smooth as it can be. So you won't say, hey, I didn't know. We're going to run this all week so you guys can know. And as we continue to keep things going, guess what? It's not just Southern and Jackson on the football field. It's Southern and Jackson's bands in the stands is where we get the nickname, the Boombox Classic. And nobody better to talk to us about than on the box side, the human jukebox, my man, Dr. Kedrick Taylor. Good morning, Dr. Taylor.
Good morning, Perry. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. What's up?
Man, I can't. Hey, look, I'm enjoying this off week, preparing for next week. But I'm enjoying myself, man. I can't complain.
Good, man. I know you are working hard with the band and getting things together. Let's start and jump right into it, because not only will we have the game itself on Saturday with Southern and Jackson, but we always know this comes down to what people have deemed the two best bands in the land, Southern University Human Jukebox and Jackson State's Sonic Boom. And you guys have announced that it's going to be a Boombox Classic Battle of the Bands Friday night, the night before the game. Break it down, Dr. Taylor. Give us all the information for the people out there who may. This is my first time hearing about it. I didn't know that. So now that they know what to do to be a part of this, is they come watch these bad bands get down with it against each other.
Well, I will say that this is one of those events where you don't want to miss it live. You know, a lot of people like to watch stuff on internet and YouTube and the different social media platforms, but that don't do it no justice being alive. It's like hearing that band live is nothing like it, you know. You can't feel all the sound that's coming out them horns. Like, it's like you can't feel it. I want to be able to feel it. You know, it's just like going to a good church and the music hitting right and all the message hitting right. That's just what that band feel like when you that live. So I definitely would tell everyone who may not have known about it to make sure you get the tickets, and the people that do know about it that was saying that was on the fence, you definitely need to come, because these two bands are known to put on a show, and you definitely want to come and watch the world-renowned, internationally famed Southern University Human Jukebox put on a show.
Often imitated, but never, ever duplicated. Let everybody know where they can get the tickets at, with the ticket information, how much the tickets are. What all goes into this, man? Because, you know, this is one of those things where I start to get the calls, and they asking me, and I'm like, nope, don't ask me, wrong person. So I've got Dr. Taylor. Where do they go get the tickets? How much are the tickets? What all do they need to do to be a part of this event?
So you can go and get the tickets from our box office here on campus, or you can go to Ticketmaster Online, SU Ticketmaster Online, where you can get tickets as well. The same way you get tickets for games, the Battle of the Band is on there as well. So we have VIP seating as well as general admission. It's $30 for a ticket. All the proceeds go to both bands. You know, we talk about supporting our students and supporting HBCUs. Well, this is an opportunity for you all to support, to help get scholarship dollars for our students. You know, we're just being proactive all while having fun, you know, going out, getting resources for our bands. We have different sponsors that will be present. So it'll be definitely amazing to have a packed house, and knowing that the money go directly to the band, there's no promoter. It's strictly Southern University and Jackson State. The band, the proceeds goes directly to the bands.
You guys have been busy this football season, starting with Atlanta, then going to Itabena, then coming home to Baton Rouge, and this past weekend going out to Fresno, man. Let's talk about that Fresno trip, because it seems that everybody in California wanted to see Southern University's marching band. For you guys, what was that experience like to take the brand and then showcase that brand on the stage for many people who watch it on YouTube and realize, man, there's a difference from YouTube to in person?
It's nothing shorter than amazing. You know, I listen to this band all the time. Hearing this band every day in the band room is a total different feeling. But hearing it for the first time live, it's like seeing your favorite artist that you never saw live and they actually put on a show. You know, I don't know how many people go to live concerts, but when you see Fantasia on YouTube versus seeing Fantasia live, I mean, it's nothing like it. And that's what those people were expecting. They were expecting to see what this was like live, and they saw that what it is in person is nothing like what it is on the internet. And we always say that. And the reason I say the way it is on the internet, because a lot of people like to judge the band off the internet and not realizing that it's only so much that those mics can handle. You're not going to get all of the sound. You're not going to get all of the colors that's coming out of those instruments. And it's not blending the way that it would in person than it would in live. So that's why I'm saying, you know, hearing it live is totally different. It just gives you a idea on the internet, but the idea don't match what it sounds like in person. And those people were really amazed. And they couldn't do nothing but scream, because even their band was screaming. Like, they band saw us, and they was like, you know, normally bands don't compliment the other band, but they were, like, really excited, complimenting the band, you know, playing different songs. And you know how the jukebox is. You play different songs from all different genres of music. So we played stuff like Party in the USA. We played Let's Get It Started. You know, we were playing different things that they can relate to, as well as our fans can relate to as well. And they enjoyed it. So we just took them on a musical adventure and introduced them live to the human jukebox.
I'm glad you did, because I heard in the interview now, this is me speaking, I thought they band director said something that I thought was a little shady, talking about they focus more on the musical aspect of things. Like, what do you think the number one band in the nation does? They don't focus on the musical aspect of things. Of course Southern University Marching Band doesn't. And this is the thing I got to ask you, and I want to say this publicly, because I see, when I look on the internet, man, I see everybody, it just seems like everybody's a band director these days. Everybody should be judging the battle of the band somewhere, because their musical talent and how they judge music is just superb. It's top tier. So now that they listening to Southern, everybody just have something to say. And one of the things that I say with it seems like, for me, Dr. Taylor, for once across the band world, everybody has tried so hard to be Southern. Now that everybody is trying to be Southern with its sound, with its arrangements, and now it seems like you guys are doing something different. Southern is still Southern, but you guys are doing it in your own unique way, you and your staff. Now it seems people have a problem, because now that everybody else wants to be Southern, you guys are trendsetting and now taking it in a different direction. And the people, it's like they want you to stay the same, while it seems like everybody else is trying to catch up.
Well, the funny thing about that is, I always use this analogy. People always say they want to keep the band the same and all of that, but every era of the band was different. Every era had their own sound. The baritones didn't start dominating me until like late 90s. Before that, the baritones weren't dominating like that. And in 2000s, that's when everybody started playing, extending the range. So before that, they wasn't playing like that. So it's funny when people say that, because if you know the history of Southern band, Dr. Griggs would not allow for the band to overplay or blast like people think that they want to hear. So when you talk about what's good and what's bad, everybody has an opinion, right? Mm-hmm. You got people that don't understand music at a high level, and they'd rather treat a professional institution of higher learning band like it's a rec band. Like it's, you know how they have the AAU teams, nothing against AAU, but it's nothing like organized basketball or football.
Yeah, they think it's summer band or something.
That's I didn't want to say it, but that's exactly what they
think
it is. It's not summer band. It's you teaching students to be music educators. And that's what's the problem now, why it's so hard to find really, really good high school programs, because they're trying to be like Southern, and they don't realize Southern is a fantasy band, and there is never going to be another copy of Southern band. It's a lot of imitation. If you notice, before maybe the early 2000s, man, people still had their own style. Not everybody want to sound like Southern. I'll say that.
That's
so
it.
Now that they want to sound like Southern, and the people that's playing it, it's like Southern has always been a outstanding musical band, meaning we play the notes off the paper no matter what we play. And the band's still that way today. It's just that we are held to a higher standard than everybody else. Everybody else can come in here and play whole notes, half notes. If they can kind of recognize the song, they better than Southern, because they came in here and played a song that, it's funny to us, though, because to thine own self be true. And then when you talk to people, like, yeah, man, we just hold y'all to a higher standard. Hey, we know y'all is better than that band, but we just hold y'all to a higher standard. Okay, so Cadillac make the same car they've been making, but they add little bells and whistles, right? Kia, all of a sudden, look like Cadillac.
Yeah.
So just because Kia look like Cadillac, that don't mean it's still a Cadillac. So that's what everybody is doing now. Everybody is stealing what we've done over the years, and they can say they haven't stole it, but if you go just look at tape and film, will show you that these band sounds have changed. And, it's funny to us because we add more and more to what we do. We ain't changing it. We just not staying the same. Like, don't nobody want to continue to hear the same stuff, but the people that are asking for us to still play the same stuff. We want to continue to keep your tradition, all while adding to the tradition by adding new things. Tradition ain't nothing but somebody that's old started. You know how cats like to come back and say, yeah, man, I started that. Yeah, guess what? We starting something else now. You don't want to stay the same, man. You want the stuff to continue to be fresh. You want it to be innovative and creative, all while keeping your tradition. So we continue to, have a balance of keeping the tradition, all while adding more creative things.
And
it ain't going to always be appealing to everybody.
Right. And you can't be the same when everybody else is trying to do the same of what you're doing now. And I'm going to say this. This has nothing to do with you, but this is for the people out there. And I'm saying this loud and clear. Y'all got to let that Nathan Hamer and Brian Simmons hurt go. All right? It's the past. It's the past. This is a new regime. This is new direct. You got to let it go, okay? It ain't coming back. It ain't what it's going to be. It's what it is. And it's Dr. Taylor's band. And what Dr. Taylor has for this band is what he has for it, man. And I just see so many people out there that just constantly say X, Y, and Z. And it's like, no matter how many times you say it, Alabama want Nick Saban back. Guess what? It ain't going to happen. You got to just move on with who's there and accept it and then just go with the flow. And that's what I'm saying right now. So when it comes to you guys, what is it with the style and the sound that you're going for with this band under your leadership?
Well, I think people forget that I was on that staff. I was definitely arranging me and Mr. Simmons. And one of the things that I don't never say, but the head band director is not the one that writes the most of the music. It's the assistants. And at the time, I was associate director, and Mr. Simmons was assistant director. And when Mr. Jackson was the director, Mr. Hamer was the director. The one arranging most of the music, along with Mr. Carnell Knighton, until he, was no longer on staff. So a lot of times when people talk, they just talking out the side of their neck. and what's the LSU part of it? But a lot of them talk and they don't know what they even talking about. So I don't pay it no attention, man. People who know the real, they know, So a lot of those people just think they know what they want, but they really don't know. And so they just ride the wave when the band don't do something they want them to do. But Mr. Todd, Mr. Collins, Mr. Young, those guys do a great job of adapting. Southern band has played pretty much every hit that it is from the past. So it's like music is more scarce these days. There's not a lot of songs that you can just play that everybody in the audience is going to know. Besides when Michael Jackson was around, you had Prince, You had Beyonce that was really making music with Destiny's Child. You had your Faith Evans, you know, all these different artists that was on the radio that everybody listened to. It was easier to say, man, the band playing nothing but hits. But nowadays, it's like it could be a TikTok hit, but everybody ain't on TikTok.
And that TikTok hit is 10 years, 15 years old. Just rebirth.
It's just resurfaced. Because I thought, you know, again, and the guys just want to continue to keep the parts of the band that really make you separate you from everybody else. And that's the professionalism side. Man, we are music educators on top of anything. This is an institution of higher learning. I'm going to keep saying that. You never want anybody to think that your band is just a band that can't play music, right? Mm-hmm. You want to be able to be diverse. So therefore, that's why you continue to go play for the Super Bowl and working with Beyonce, music director. You continue to get events like that because they want musicians, man. They don't want just somebody playing loud in the horn and don't know how to play. And that's why all those armchair coaches and band directors are at home doing the same thing, making comments. Everybody who really know music, they're not on the internet talking. They are got better things to do. And you need to have a balance with the band program. You want to do a diverse, you want to have a diverse book. You don't want to do the same stuff and play the same way. So that's why a lot of people probably don't like what go on. Or, you know, everybody has their opinion. Long as our fans and the fans are pleased, I think that's all that matters. There's different audiences that watch the band. And, you know, we try to keep the balance with everybody, you know. But you can't please everybody, so I don't even try. I just do what's right and make sure that the students are having a good time. Long as the students enjoying what they're doing, that's all it's about. And, you know, most of these bands, we all talk. There's nobody that's out here. They think we're putting on boxing gloves just because we're having fun at the event. But, you know, this is all for the students, and they having a great time because we've had our time. We had a very dominant band. The band is still dominant because if it wasn't dominant, people wouldn't be talking about it.
There you
we
go.
We your favorite band, or we your band that everybody talk about. So I just look at it like that. You know, the more we work, the more people going to talk. So that let you know you're doing the right thing. If they was quiet and everybody was agreeing with you and you the man, then you know something wrong. That means you're doing something wrong. So when they talking, that let you know you're doing something right. So I want them to keep talking. So that continue to elevate us and not keep us in the same box. So, man, I'm appreciating it, whatever they saying, because I don't go looking. But, I hear people saying things, and, you know, I appreciate the comments and the feedback. You know, we definitely like continuing to innovate and create what's new and what's hot and the latest and greatest that's out. So that's why you need to come and get a ticket so you can see live, because a lot of y'all talking crazy and they ain't even at the event. Buy a ticket and support the university, man. Buy a game ticket and buy a Battle Band ticket. Come root on the Jaguars, man, and come root the Human Jukebox on and watch in the stands. And now you'll be able to, you know, make your critiques from there. But watching on YouTube, you ain't helping nobody. You just part of the problem.
You know what, Dr. Taylor? They say they hate us because they ain't us. And we let our haters be our motivators. One more time for the people, for the Battle the Bands. Give the information before I get ready to let you go for the information so we can make sure as many people listen to you today and get those tickets.
Man, you can go get your tickets at the ticket office on the campus. And you can also go to Ticketmaster for SU ticket office so you can go and buy it. We have VIP tickets and we also have general admission tickets. You definitely want to get your tickets, guys. They selling. We excited. I talked to Jackson State Director Dr. Little, and they are excited as well. And they definitely getting prepared, and the jukebox definitely is prepared. So we looking forward to it. You don't want to miss this event. I promise you, you don't want to miss it. It's going to be one to remember.
All right, everybody, if you're just tuning in, that is the voice of Dr. Kedrick Taylor. Want to thank him for coming on, the Director of Bands at Southern University. Thank you, Dr. Taylor.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right, you too, man. All right, everybody, let's take a break. When we come back, we're ready to close things out. Stay tuned more to Jaguar Journal. All right, everybody, we're back. It's the Jaguar Journal. Good morning. I'm Perry White. Glad to have you guys with us. Good morning to everybody listening on Talk 107.3 across the Baton Rouge, Capital City area and everybody watching on our YouTube and Facebook. Good to have you this morning. Be sure to follow the Jaguar Journal on X, on Instagram, on Facebook, as well as subscribe to the Jaguar Journal YouTube channel. Also, keep up with the Jaguar Journal on our TikTok, on Apple Podcasts, as well as Spotify. And guess what? We want to continue to grow. We want to thank everybody coming on this morning. My man, Corporal Baldwin of Southern University Police Department. We want to thank Rodney Kirshner, the Deputy Athletic Director at Southern University, and the Marching Band Director, the Southern University Marching Band. My man, Dr. Kedrick Taylor. My man, Mike, behind the scenes, making everything happen. And you guys, I hope you enjoy having a good bye week, and I hope you guys have a safe and productive weekend. Enjoy yourself. And as always, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back next week at the same time in the same place, because always, it's the Jaguar Journal. Have a good week, everybody.